When you type something up or print an invitation, what font do you use? And what does that say about you? That's normally a matter of personal choice, not national identity, except if you're in Sweden. Stefan Hattenbach is the type designer who came up with Sweden's new national font. This is called Sweden Sans. Tell us, first of all, Stefan, what does Sweden Sans look like?
Sweden Sans is a very slick typeface, I would say. It's a sans serif. Many people would probably be familiar with Helvetica or something like that. It's looking very geometric and very modern, I would say.
Like Arial, but a bit bolder and maybe freer.
Yeah, very basically very geometric. It's based on old Swedish signs from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. So that's where the most of the inspiration came from.
Right. So this is the new national font of Sweden. Who's going to be using this?
This is going to be used by different departments when they're speaking abroad, when they're making contacts with other countries and so on. So it's more or less very official Swedish typeface. It's not going to be used by everyone, or it's not going to be used inside Sweden internally. So it's more or less an official typeface for Sweden.
So if this is the national font, what does it convey that is so quintessentially Swedish?
It might be hard to say, but as I mentioned, it's based on old Swedish traditional signage and so on. And we tried to pick up a bit older style of it, but it feels quite modern anyway. Sweden in the 50s and 60s was a very positive atmosphere, and everything was looking great and so on. So we kind of felt that could be a good period for picking up some of the ideas to do the design.
I mean, I know you referenced old Swedish signs, but I mean, how do you even start to think of designing a font that kind of embeds Swedish heritage?
Yeah, it's kind of hard, and you also have to pick up other things. So the typeface itself can't really say, "Hey, I'm a Swedish typeface." You have to bring it along with the color system, and we always use the Swedish flags when we're saying Sweden in another country's language.
What is your favorite letter in Sweden Sans, in terms of like just satisfied with the design?
Well, I would say I'm quite happy with the whole alphabet, but some of the letters are always more pleasing, maybe. And I do like the S, which is kind of a hard letter to make, actually. It really fall off and look unbalanced, but I'm very happy with the S, I would say.
Can I just say, I love the Q. You know, most Qs have that little tail going off to the lower right. This one, straight down.
Yeah, it's kind of modern and easygoing, yeah. Unfortunately, Q isn't used that often. We have an expression in Sweden saying lagom. It's not too much and it's not too little. It's something in between.
Lagom.
Yeah, lagom. Every Swede knows about it and knows exactly what it means. It's you're happy with the thing in it's not exaggerated, but you're still very happy with it and content with it.
Excellent.
And that's some of the feeling we wanted to incorporate in this typeface as well.
I think that's a great description of its success, that it's lagom.
Lagom.
Stefan Hattenbach, the type designer who came up with Sweden's new national font called Sweden Sans. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.